Hello there, and season's greetings, and welcome, and all of that good stuff to the last blog slash podcast of the year. You'll probably be delighted to hear. This one is the annual end of year wrap up, formerly known as the end of year awards, which, yeah, did sound a bit gimpy. So we're rebranding. In this, we take a look over 10 different categories and select a highlight slash good thing from each of those. And what are those categories, I hear you ask? They are number one, quote, number two, podcast, number three, book, number four, purchase, number five, exercise, number six, influencer, number seven, learn, number eight, drink, number nine, word, and number 10, Christmas song. So, without further ado, let's get cracking. Blog number 51, 2023 end of year wrap up. Number one, quote, "We've all done things that we said would make us happy." Two things. Well remembered. I did include this quote in the last blog post. And number two, I can't actually remember where I heard it. So all in all, a fairly solid start. Though half-assed December efforts aside, I do find this to be one of those ideas that, although fairly obvious, it did really resonate with me. It's very similar to the whole, when I get X, then I'll be happy trap. You know the stuff, we've all been there. When I get X salary, X promotion, X fitness goal, X side hustle, whatever it is. Number one, we kind of get it. Then we get a little peak in mood and general zest for life. And then finally, we pretty quickly return back to our regular levels of misery. It's a bit of an inconvenience, really, but I do think that an acknowledgement of this can be beneficial in a couple of ways. Firstly, to help us preempt and offset that post-achievement slump. And secondly, to remind us to take more satisfaction out of the actual doing of the thing, as opposed to just the fleeting moment when we get the thing. We've all done stuff that we said would make us happy. Number two, podcast. This one goes to the episode of Modern Wisdom with David Goggins. This one was a toss-up between David Goggins on Modern Wisdom or Andrew Huberman on Modern Wisdom. I know, very basic of me, standard, but both are so good. Special shout out to Huberman. It's an awesome listen for all things health related, though Goggins edges it just because, well, he kind of has to. I did think the episode was a little bit of a slow starter, but perhaps because my expectations were so high. But when it gets going, it really gets going. absolutely love Goggins, although understandably he's a little bit too much for a lot of people's tastes. I've personally found him to be up there with just the most inspirational people I've ever come across, really. He's pretty much the guy when it comes to resilience, adversity, setbacks, and just generally doing a little bit more. Admittedly, at this time of year, probably not the podcast to listen to whilst we're trying to live our best chocolate, cheese, and booze-filled lives over the festive period, but definitely a good one to kickstart 2024. Highly recommend both. Category number three, book. So this one goes to Mankind, Have a Nice Day, A Tale of Blood and Sweat Socks. Yes, a slightly left field choice this. The obvious one would have been to go for Goggins' second book, Never Finished, which is awesome. But in the interest of at least putting in a bit of variety here, I'm going for Mick Foley's 1999 autobiography. I came across this book when I was sorting out my childhood room over the summer. Mick Foley, for you that don't know, is a professional wrestler. I was absolutely obsessed with like WWF, WWE as a kid. Still is a guilty pleasure, not gonna lie. And so when I saw this, decided to give it a read. and absolutely loved it. Not just for the unforeseen and secondary benefit of finding the brutality of what wrestlers put their body through to be quite inspiring, but just for reading something for the pure enjoyment of reading it, as opposed to wanting to learn something or get a different perspective or whatever it was, just reading something for the pure enjoyment of reading it was really refreshing and really enjoyable. So although that sounds like probably quite an obvious thing to do, it's something that I find I probably don't do quite enough of. So yes, that one goes to Mick Foley. Number four, best purchase of the year. Potentially a slightly rogue choice as well, but I've gone for this martial arts, what it's called is a martial arts ultra breathe lungs exerciser. It's basically a gadget. There's a link to it. It's basically a gadget that kind of looks like a sex toy, but you put it in your mouth. I've tried putting it in other places. No, I'm joking. And it kind of helps aid your breathing, basically. So I love a rogue health-related purchase gadget. This is right up my street. My flat is full of them. I bought this thing, as I said, there's a link to it to check it out. Because as odd as it may sound, I'm a terrible breather. Shallow, mouthy, chesty, basically everything that constitutes a poor breath, I am guilty of. And the knock-on effects of having poor breathing, from what I found, are things like having a tight diaphragm, you can't really get a full breath in, regular tension headaches, and just generally a load of stress in general. So it's a real pain in the, head. And I found that this lung exercise jobby really helps open up the lungs, makes you more conscious of breathing, and helps offset some of the issues that I mentioned. It's really, really good. So I know it's a martial arts thing, but it's just generally to aid breathing. So it's wider than martial arts. It's kind of like an athletic gadget or just anyone can use day to day. So yeah, shout out to that. Exercise is this type of hip mobility exercise. No idea what it's called. I found it on Instagram. And I really realised when I'm looking at the post now, trying to read this, that this is probably going to make no sense without an image. However, if you do go to the blog, I have put a link to this guy's Instagram page and then also some screenshots of the exercise. So I might just leave that one there and try not to explain it, because that probably won't go well for anyone. But anyway, my hip flexors, Jesus, honestly, there are times where I literally feel about 193 years old. So hip flexibility, mobility stuff is something that I need to regularly do to at least try and offset that a little bit. As I say, I have no idea of the name of this exercise, but it's very good. This guy has got quite a few exercises on his page, but I found the first one, the one that I've linked in the blog post, to have been particularly useful. So thank you, topless man. Right, halfway through, well, in terms of total number of categories, each of these start to get shorter and shorter. As you can probably tell, my motivation for writing them started to dwindle a little bit. So number six, influencer, Andrew Huberman. Firstly, he was unlucky not to get the first one, the award earlier that went to Goggins. And as I say, I'm kind of slowly losing the motivation to think, write much more. So Andrew Huberman, this one is for you. Number seven, learn. My learn this year was that making Instagram reels is fun. I used to watch TikToks and Instagram reels and think, fucking hell, that looks like a load of effort. And well, I suppose it is. However, I realised that despite Zuckerberg judicing me, and with the last one I posted, it firstly uploaded it with no sound, and then it uploaded it with the colour all over the place, which kind of slowly made me lose the will to live. Despite that, they're also pretty fun to make. So yes, I imagine that a few more honking reels will be coming out next year. Number 8, drink. This one goes to Glühwein Amaretto. The fact that Glühwein Amarettos are finally catching on in the UK is absolutely delightful news. This was the festive drink of choice for years back in Luxembourg, and they are absolutely class. Delicious and just rocket fuel. So the fact that they're becoming more and more common over here is just lovely news. So yeah, get in. Number 9, word. Paradox. That's a bloody great word, isn't it? So if you've read any of my recent blogs, which I do appreciate is a big if, you may have noticed that I pretty much use this word at any opportunity. It's nice on the ears and it makes you sound clever when you use it. Win-win. Number 10, finally, Christmas song. John Legend, Bring Me Love. So obviously, the undeniable GOAT is Shakin' Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. Such a tune. However, and apologise for that singing, Christ. In more recent years, John Legend, Bring Me Love is an absolute banger. Should I sing it? No, I've not committed. I'm not backing myself. Go and listen to it. Absolute tune. And all that leaves us to do is fire that tune on. Thank your fine self for listening. Crack open a Koro and get stuck into Christmas. Merry Christmas, one and all.